back to the questions. Danny, can you have a think about or ponder on this one for Sam?
Some people say we know more about space than we do our own oceans. Is this true?
What do you think?
In short, I'd say yes, it is. And particularly if you're talking about understanding the topography and the shape of the oceans. So, for example, we have got 100% of the oceans mapped, but the resolution is to 5,000 metres, whereas we've mapped 98% of Venus to 100 metres resolution.
So we do know quite a bit about quite a few places, but not necessarily the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, no. But there is actually a big movement in 2017. There's a group called the General Bathymetric Chart of the Oceans, or GEBCO for short, and they're launching this huge effort to map everything in more detail by 2030. And this is a big collaborative thing, which would mean that, ships that are out doing things for fisheries or for recreation would also be mapping the oceans using multi-beam sonar, which is obviously a lot quicker than just a single beam at one at a time. Mm. There's this huge collaborative effort to map the oceans in more detail. However, some ecologists are concerned that this also may lead to a huge race to try to mine the oceans more. There's lots of precious minerals down there. There's diamonds, gold, obviously oil. We're already on the oil wagon. So there's an issue that is this going to lead to conservation or to exploitation?
I wondered if you were going to say something else when you mentioned the sonar and conservation issues, because there is a question as well that one of the reasons we see things like big mammal beachings, whales driving themselves onto beaches, is because of distress caused by marine noise and underwater sound pollution.
Yes, exactly. So this is another big issue. It's also associated with oil rigs and the whole process of exploration of the sea as well as exploitation.
But is sonar of the kind used by shipping, is that destructive and disturbing to the environment?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So there's
the behaviour of these animals.
Yeah, so there's a lot of evidence that this is interfering with their navigation systems and causing them to beach.
So it's a bit of a worry that in order to understand the ocean, we could actually be doing damage.
It could be disrupting it even more, yeah.
Tim?
Why is the ocean not mapped much better? You'd imagine it's much, much harder to map the surface of Venus, millions of miles away than it is to map the ocean floor.
But there's a lot of water in the way. Just in short, it makes it quite difficult. And obviously there's some areas that are mapped in a lot more detail. So we've mapped about 10 to 15% to 100 metres because those are the shipping routes and the places we go to. But the areas that we rarely go to with really turbulent seas are going to be less well understood at this stage.
I spoke to a group of marine scientists at the University of Aberdeen a few years ago, and one of them passed on the sobering fact that he ventured, not personally, but with a probe, ventured to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. It's about 7 miles, 12 kilometres down, a very long way down, and the first thing he saw when he reached the seabed was a plastic raincoat.
Plastic raincoat, yeah.
Yeah, he said it's just a staggering. There's nowhere you can go almost where you don't see the destructive influence of people. That stuck in my mind for good reason.